London's burning. London's burning. Fire, fire. Get the thumbs up for this massage story, a true tale from history. Ask your partner to gently rest their head on their arms or cushion. Let us transport them back in time with this simple but meaningful rhyme. Kneading bread. Gently squeeze, press and release your partner's arms from their wrists, up their arms and over their shoulders. Continue doing this lovely, soft squeezing action, making their arms looser and stronger. Imagine you are kneading bread dough. A baker he had been kneading soft, squidgy bread, preparing lots of dough so the king could be fed. With sweet-smelling dough rising in the pans ready to cook, who would have imagined how the city of London was soon to look? Pudding Lane. With your fingers close together like a quilled feather pen, write the date 1666 across your partner's back, down their arms and onto the back of their hands so that they will remember the year of the fire of London. Now continue by carefully writing Pudding Lane onto your partner's back in large bold letters to help them remember where the fire began. The 2nd of September, 1666, a fateful day for London, a date we must be taught. It is the day the Great Fire of London was oh so bravely fought. The house of Thomas Fairynall, the king's baker in Pudding Lane, there a workman did see the first horrid red flame. London Bridge. Place your flat hands onto one of your partner's shoulders. Now sweep your hands across to the other shoulder, making the shape of an arched bridge. Continue making arching bridge shapes across and down your partner's back.